Testing in the House chamber, legislative day 9.
Offered by Representative White, we'd ask everyone to stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative White.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 27:1. Father, many of our representatives have walked into a new life here in the General Assembly. When entering into a new surrounding, people, responsibilities, it can be overwhelming and somewhat fearful. Help them to not be anxious and fearful. Help them to look to you for guidance. Father, help us to spend time with you every day and to experience the comfort and peace that comes from that relationship with you. Help us to grow strong in the confidence of your unchanging love and your care for us. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Latham Wake, Representative Perret, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 6th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Perret moves the journal for February 6th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Introduction of the bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representatives McNeely, Carson Smith, Chesser, and Neil Jackson, House Bill 49, Protect Religious Meeting Places.
Judiciary 3, a favorable rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Chesser, Destin Hall, Kyle Hall, and Sain, House Bill 50, Pistol Purchase Permit Repeal.
Judiciary 3, a favorable rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Neil Jackson, Biggs, Stevens, and Loftus, House Bill 51, School Calendar Flexibility, Multiple Counties.
Local government, a favorable rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representative Howard, House Bill 52, Funds for Davie County Projects.
Appropriations, a favorable rules calendar, operations of the House.
Representatives Morey, Autry, Logan, and Longus, House Bill 53, Firearm in Unattended Vehicle Safely Store.
Judiciary 2, a favorable rules calendar and operations of the House.
Representative Moss, House Bill 54, Make North Carolina Home Act of 2023.
Local government, land use, planning, and development, the favorable commerce, the favorable rules calendar, operations of the House.
Representative Clampett and Loftus, House Bill 55, Fire Investigation Law Revisions.
Judiciary 2, a favorable state government, a favorable rules calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Paré, Bell, Adams, and Dahl, House Bill 56, Safe Firearm Storage Tax Exemption and Credit.
Judiciary 2, a favorable finance, a favorable rules calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Balcom, House Bill 57, City of Hendersonville Parking Meter Proceeds.
Local government, a favorable finance, a favorable rules calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Alston, Dahl, Gill, and Everett, House Bill 58, Parents and Students Bill of Rights.
Rules calendar and operations of the House. Members, you may have noticed we do have some pages with us this week. We won't be introducing them today formally. We'll wait and do that tomorrow when we're here in a full voting session. But to our pages, you'll be more formally introduced tomorrow, but we're glad you're here, and I hope you're having a great experience so far, and I suspect you'll see a lot of activity tomorrow between committees and the floor. So this is early in session, so that's why you don't see folks sitting in the chamber right now, because this is just the way we kind of start. But really, beginning this week, the end of this week, and then next week, it'll be a much different scene. But we're glad you're here, having a great time. And again, we'll more formally introduce you tomorrow. So hopefully your page coordinator's letting you at least do some fun things when there's some downtime around here. So glad to have you here this week. Any notices or announcements? Anything from the clerk? Anything from the members? Just a notice, remember, tomorrow we will be having votes, and so let me explain the calendar for tomorrow. We are going to come in at 8:50 tomorrow. However, there will be no votes at that time. That is here administratively because we have a Judiciary Committee meets at 9, then the Rules Committee meets at 10, and so what will happen is the Judiciary Committee will be taking up some bills. Those bills have what's called serial referrals to the Rules Committee, so they'll get reported back to the House floor, and then they'll just immediately be sent back over to the other committee, to the Rules Committee. So the reason we'll be in the admin session for that period of time is just so bills can come back and then get sent to the other committee. So there will be a J committee, there will be a rules committee. Members should anticipate that any bills heard in those committees will be on the floor for consideration at 11 a.m. tomorrow. So if members wish to prepare amendments, if members wish to do whatever they wish to do on those bills, it would be wise to be studying those today, tonight, and then tomorrow as the bills make their way through the committee process. So we will be taking up votes at 11 a.m. tomorrow again. So the 8:50 session, no votes, but at 11 a.m. we will be taking up votes on those bills. It is also the intention of the chair that we dispose of our voting business tomorrow. That will only happen if there's no objection to third reading. If there's an objection to third reading on any bills, then we'll come back on Thursday and finish up those bills. So that is the order of the week. Any notices or announcements at this time? Seeing none, the lady from Wake, Representative Perret, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February 8th at 8:50 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Perret moves, seconded by Representative Baucom, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February 8th at 8:50 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Representative Gillespie and Eiler are recognized to send forth an Environment Committee report, House Bill 28NC, Managing Environmental Waste Act of 2023, favorable committee substitute unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 28 will be re-referred to the Committee on Regulatory Reform. Representatives Blackwell and Cotham and Torbett are recognized to send forth a committee report. House Bill 17, elect the SBE SPI as SBE chair. Favorable committee substitute unfavorable original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 17 referred to the Committee on Judiciary 3. Special message from the Senate. The following special message is received from the Senate. Senate Joint Resolution 31, a joint resolution confirming Nels Roseland as state controller. Senate Joint Resolution 31 is read a first time and referred to the Committee on Rules Counter Operations of the House. Further special message from the Senate. The following special message is received from the Senate. Senate Bill 49, a bill to be entitled an act to enumerate the rights of parents to direct the upbringing, education, health care, and mental health of their minor children. Senate Bill 49 is read a first time and referred to the Committee on Rules Counter Operations of the House.